My name is Peggy Dominique, and I am on the phone with Phil Brown. In the February-March 2004 issue of the Mountain Astrologer magazine, Phil Brown wrote an article entitled Shakespeare, Astrology, and Alchemy. You also mentioned in the article that you believe that Juliet was a Leo and that Romeo, because there's a lot of reference to a fixed star, Sirius, which is 13 degrees Cancer, that he might have been a Cancer. Is that true?
Right. That's right. Romeo's more of a lunar character, and Juliet is more of a solar character ruled by the sun. And there are lots and lots of references in the play to support the fact that Juliet and her family were very leonine. Juliet's cousin, Tybalt, the name Tybalt is from Tabby, the cat. The name Tybalt is associated with the same root. And there are other references in the play as well. And Romeo is associated with the fixed star Sirius, which was actually considered at the time to be like a second sun in its brightness and rising in the summer. There are several references in the play to dogs and the mouth of a dog, and the fixed star Sirius is in the constellation Canis Major, which is a dog constellation, and the fixed star Sirius is placed in the mouth of the dog in the constellation. And so when Romeo enters the tomb to find Juliet, he thinks she's dead, and so he goes to the tomb and he's going to kill himself, and he refers to the tomb as a mouth, as an open mouth with light shining out of it. He's also referred to in the play as the dog's name, and Tybalt calls him a dog of the House of Montague. So there's some references in there that kind of indicate that he was associated with a fixed star, Sirius, and that this was ruled by, the position of this was in Cancer.
I was mentioning to you how often astrology, let's take Pluto for example.
Right.
There are many, you know, Pluto is associated with transformation and also explosion, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But there's also this other side of Pluto, and I've observed children who are very Plutonian. You know, they are very heavy Scorpio planets, or they have Pluto conjunct their sun, or Pluto on their ascendant, or Pluto aspecting their sun. And what I notice about children is, and I often think children are the purer form of the planet because they haven't been, you know, sullied yet with all the adult issues that get piled on them by living on this planet.
Totally true.
But what I notice with children who are very Plutonian is they're incredibly creative.
Yes.
They're incredibly able to look at themselves in the mirror. And, you know, sometimes you don't even see that in adults. But when you see it in a child who's able to self-analyze, that's quite amazing. And I often see that in young Pluto children. And they have an incredible ability to, they're very resourceful. So my question is, why is it, though, on this planet Earth, there tends to be more of a tendency to Pluto sort of keeps getting experienced on this planet as an explosion, sort of because those things transform things too, you know, like the ugliness of what can happen when a nuclear explosion happens. There's a sort of transforming of an environment that way.
Yeah, but it's in a bad way.
Right, in a bad way. So why is it we can't seem on this planet to make it easier, make the transformations gentler? We keep going towards the more destructive ways of transformation.
Well, that's such a great question, and it gets to the heart, not just of astrology, but that gets to the heart of human progress and the nature of life on this planet. It's a very cosmological question, and I think that Pluto can work both ways. It can work, as you've said, in the more explosive way, and just to briefly describe Leo for your listeners, Pluto is a planet that was named after the god of the underworld, and it has traditionally been assigned qualities of being very powerful, intense, obsessive, transformational, and extreme. And it also exposes things, exposes hidden facets of the psyche or hidden problems or things that we haven't wanted to look at. And as you mentioned, children are able to look at things that that adults really don't want to look at. And it's the children usually who say the things that are sort of inappropriate. and it's fine with them, you know. But for adults, we get all, oh, my God, you know, you can't talk about that. I just think that Pluto is associated with change And change, oftentimes, is difficult, and people don't like to change. And that applies on the individual level, and I think it also applies a lot on the collective level. And one example is a job, and somebody who's at a job that is personally dissatisfying and is becoming worse and worse as the weeks and years go on, and is stultifying to their soul and their psyche, and they're just sort of shutting down, and they think, oh my God, you know, I just can't keep doing this. But there are job benefits, there's job security, there are all these sort of reasons to stick around, and that's what a lot of us end up doing. We just kind of stick around until the crisis happens, you know, and the business gets bought out by a new owner, and all of a sudden the benefits are taken away, and there's a pay cut, or maybe even we're laid off, and then we start thinking, oh my God, now I got to do something, you know, now I'm forced to make a change, now I'm forced to do something. And that's kind of how Pluto acts a lot of the time, is it forces a change, and the change is a lot of times not perceived as being, you know, really, really bad. But depending on how we use that, it can produce a positive result. The problem is when you get into stuff on a world level, on a collective level, and you have leaders who are exhibiting plutonic qualities, and then we have real problems, because then the human race starts being affected by decisions that are made from a standpoint of power and obsession and going to extremes. Today, Pluto's in the sign of Sagittarius, and it's went into that sign in 1996, and it'll be there until 2008. And so with the sign of Pluto in Sagittarius, Sagittarius rules religion, or does, I shouldn't say rules, but it has, it's associated with religion and sports. And so we have a lot of stuff being exposed about religion and sports. Just recently in the headlines, there's all the stuff with Barry Bonds and the steroid usage in professional baseball. And steroids have been an issue now for several years since Pluto's been in Sagittarius. In the Catholic Church, we've had all this stuff being exposed about the priesthood and the molestation cases and the huge, huge settlements that the Church has started to pay out for those. And I think that's really Pluto. Pluto and Sagittarius bringing this stuff out to the surface. And, you know, you can't keep this stuff hidden. When Pluto's around, it's going to come out. And also on a more world level, Pluto in the religious fiery sign of Sagittarius, we have religion now being used in intense and powerful ways. We have a war that's being waged by a president who's put Christian faith at the center of his identity, and it's not hard to see a Christian versus Islamic dynamic being played out, and at least that's, you know, Al Jazeera's take on it is that that's what's happening. At the same time, though, Pluto in Sagittarius has opened the door to a wave of spirituality in our culture. And I'm not speaking just to the Christian right here, although they might be a part of Pluto and Sag. But if you just look at the bestseller list, for instance, so many of the books that are riding high on the bestseller list now are related to spirituality and religion. The Da Vinci Code has been a bestseller now for 18 months, and it's about secrets of the Catholic Church. It's also a bestseller in Europe. The Five People You Meet in Heaven is number two or number three on the bestseller list right now. In nonfiction, there's Rick Warren's The Purpose-Driven Life, which is a faith-based book that has been adopted by a lot of churches. Another preacher, Joel Osteen, has a book called Your Best Life Now. It's number one on the New York Times bestseller advice list. So Pluto affects a lot of stuff in culture. It isn't just, I don't think, just the explosive stuff and just the shattering stuff, but Pluto brings everything to the surface, and it brings the sign that it's passing through to the surface. So we get a lot of stuff in culture, not just the wars and famines and plagues, that affects those too, but on TV, Joan of Arcadia, about a teenage girl who talks with God. So I think there's just a very complex dynamic with Pluto, and we tend to overlook a lot of the stuff that's happening around us and focus on the negative qualities of Pluto. But I think there's some positive stuff in there.
Phil, we need to wrap this up now. Is there anything you'd like to tell the listeners?
There's an article I have in this month's Mountain Astrologer, it's in this month's issue, called Astrology and the Human Genome, which is about biogenetics and astrology. I've got a book that I am working on from which this article is excerpted called Planet Trends, how to use astrology to connect the dots in a random world. I also have a website, www.astrofuturetrends.com, in which I go into a lot more depth with some of these issues.
Phil Brown, I thank you very much for giving me your time.